And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour starting now. Authorities are investigating a family-related shooting that occurred on Sunday evening, May 10th, at a residence on Purdy Road in Huron County. According to the Sheriff's Office, deputies and emergency responders were dispatched at approximately 8:45 p.m. following reports that a male victim had been shot by his adult son during a domestic dispute. Initial dispatch information indicated the victim had suffered a gunshot wound to the chest. When first responders arrived, they found the victim inside the home with what was later determined to be a single gunshot wound to the left arm. The victim was treated at the scene and transported to Harbor Beach Hospital. Investigators later reported the victim was in stable condition. Witnesses told deputies the incident began after an argument inside the residence. During the dispute, the suspect allegedly went upstairs, retrieved a firearm, returned to the living room and fired a single shot from an estimated distance of 15 to 20 feet. The suspect fled the scene in a gray Pontiac Vibe. Investigators used technology including flock camera systems and cell phone location information to track the suspect's movements. The vehicle and suspect were eventually located at a gas station in Roseville, approximately 100 miles south of the crime scene. Roseville police officers took the suspect into custody without incident and recovered a Heritage Rough Rider .22 caliber revolver from the vehicle. Investigators reported the revolver contained two shell casings, one of which had been fired. Additional ammunition, a cell phone, and other personal property were also seized as evidence. A search warrant was later executed at the suspect's residence on Purdy Road, where investigators recovered ammunition, a gun case, and other evidence related to the case. During the interview, after being advised of his constitutional rights, the suspect reportedly told investigators he had been having difficulty coping with stress and said he felt he was not in control when the shooting occurred. Authorities also noted some odd behavior that had raised some concerns. The suspect was lodged in Huron County Jail pending formal charges. The investigation remains under review by the Huron County Sheriff's Office. Another legal dispute, however, is developing in Vassar following the release of police body cam footage showing the detention of a high school student last fall. The incident involved a Vassar high school freshman who left the school building after becoming upset over disciplinary action related to a cell phone. According to officials, the student left campus rather than reporting to school administrators or a counselor. Video from responding officers shows school resource officer Patrick Hamill stopping the student as he walked away from school. The footage captures a struggle during which the student was taken to the ground, handcuffed, and placed in a patrol vehicle. The student could be heard telling officers he was trying to go home and was not fighting with police. The student's father later arrived at the scene and challenged the legality of the detention, and following an internal review, Vassar Police Chief Ben Guile determined the officer did not have legal authority to detain the student under those circumstances. Officer Hamill received a reprimand and no longer serves as the district school resource officer, although he does still remain employed by the Vassar Police Department. The student's family says it intends to file a lawsuit against the city of Vassar. The family also states the student was covered by an anxiety-related accommodation plan that allowed him to leave school when experiencing heightened distress. The student has since transitioned to online schooling and is completing his sophomore year. And we'll be right back after this brief PSA.
This is Greg Alexander, dues-paying member of Abate Region 7 and one of your state representatives. As we celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States, it's worth remembering that freedom always comes with responsibility. And that includes the responsibility we share on Michigan roads. Every year, riders across our state are injured or killed simply because someone didn't take the extra second to look twice. As motorcycle season returns, I'm asking all drivers, put the distractions down, check your mirrors, look left, look right, and look left again. That simple habit saves lives. To my fellow riders, gear up, ride smart, and make yourself seen. We all want to get home safely. Abate has spent decades fighting for education, awareness, and the rights of Michigan motorcyclists. Safety isn't just our mission. It's a responsibility of every driver and every rider on the road. As we mark 250 years of American independence, let's honor that legacy by protecting one another. Look twice, save a life. Motorcycles are everywhere.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.